Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Shar. How may I help you?
This is John Brooks. And what company is this?
We are a third-party company. We work for multiple products who sell different products and with different businesses. How may I help you?
Well, I have a charge on my card that I didn't authorize, and I called my credit card, and they gave me you guys' number. I need to get that fixed.
Okay, man. I didn't order it.
79404.
You said 79404?
Yes.
All right, may I have your first and your last name?
John Brooks.
All right, Mr. Brooks, give me just a few moments, okay?
Okay.
And John, J-O-H-N, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S?
Yes.
Okay. Just for my moms, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jen, can it possibly be underneath another name?
No, it's on my card. It's my name.
Do you know a Diane Brooks?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, so that's the name that it's coming up on.
Okay. What is this? Did you post that on it?
Yes, sir. It looks... Well, first, can you verify the address?
1708 East 25th Street, Lubbock, Texas, 79404.
All right. Thank you. All right, so it looks like Mrs. Brooks ordered a foot massager on February the 20th.
Hold on a second. Let me ask her, because she don't remember anything about a foot massage. Hold on a second. Let me ask her, okay?
Okay.
No, my wife is seeing her no foot massage. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, so since she said she didn't order it, does she ever recall possibly doing something like that possibly said she can get something for free? Was she only had to pay the shipping cost of that product?
Let me ask her.
Which was like $7.45.
No, she don't know nothing about this.
All right. So what I can go ahead and do for you, sir, I can go ahead and get this your account canceled so you won't have to worry about being rebuilt for anything. But I also can get you transferred up to our fraud department. Is there anyone else in your household who could order this product without your knowledge?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to listen to you. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Uh-huh. So what I can go ahead and do for you, sir, is go ahead and get your account canceled so you won't have to worry about no more reoccurring charges coming out of your account. And is there anyone else in your household who could have possibly ordered this product without your knowledge?
No.
All right. So I will advise you that, you know, I will go ahead and get everything canceled, and I will get you transferred to our fraud department so they can begin the investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. I do just want to make sure that you are aware we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. So
well,
before
I wish you would, because I don't like this at all.
All right. So give me just a few moments, okay?
Okay. Yeah, what were you saying, Dan? Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second. And she said she remembers something about it was something about a free gift, and she picked a foot massage. Never
yes, sir.
Foot massage. So we still don't have the foot massage, and that was supposed to be free, and she was only supposed to be paying the shipping thing.
Yes, sir. So yes, so due to the fact that she do remember that, so I won't have to worry about transferring you now. So what she did for she paid for the shipping costs. But in the small print, in the, it was definitely in the terms and conditions. They give you 48 hours from the time that you ordered that product to call back and cancel. So you won't have to worry about being billed for a membership fee. Now, you will be automatically enrolled into a membership fee if you don't call back within the 48 hours to cancel. And by her not calling back, that's what you're seeing that other charge for the amount of $56.95. She was billed 48 hours later. So that's what happened. And basically, the membership fee is a membership for the Factory Direct store. Being a member, it gives you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
Okay, well, we don't want nothing to do with that.
Okay. So give me just a few moments. I'm going to go ahead and still get your account canceled, okay?
Okay.
All right, and would you like a cancellation number?
Hold on a second, I'm grabbing the right.
Okay.
Okay, what is it?
All right, C as in Charlie, 259.
C 259.
028.
838. 838. Okay.
All right. So that's the cancellation number. So as of right now, everything is canceled, and you won't have to worry about any more reoccurring charges coming out of your account.
Okay, now, and what is the limit to these people? You still have my foot massage.
Okay, you're the foot massager. Let me see if I can track it down for you. I can provide you with a tracking number. Okay, yeah, so they do have a tracking number. That number is, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, that tracking number for this item is 9400.
Mm-hmm.
1112 0250
250 okay
8587
okay
3907
46
And let me see if I can track it down and see exactly where it's located now. Okay, so it's with a USPS carrier. is saying that the status is not available at the moment, but I can provide you with a number to call, and you just provide them with that tracking number I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And they should tell you exactly, you know, what's going on with that package, okay?
Okay.
That phone number is
1-800-275-8777. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, so I got everything set up for you, and that was the tracking number I just provided you with for the foot massager, just to make sure you got it right. Could you repeat that tracking number back to me?
Tracking number is 940-11-12-02-50-85-87-39-02-46.
Hold on. Uh-oh. Okay, so you got the 9400, the 1112, the 0250-3985. Okay.
Okay, let's start over.
Yeah, let's start over. Okay, so it's 9400.
1-4-0-0-1-1-1-2. 1-1-1-2.
0-2-5-0.
0-2-5-0.
Yes, sir. So that's the tracking number for that foot massager. So definitely give USPS a call and provide them with their tracking number, and they should be able to give you more information on it.
Okay, so it's 9400-1112-0250-3985-87-0746.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. We got everything set up for you. You won't have to worry about no more reoccurring charges coming out of your account. And I want to thank you so much for calling customer service today. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.